Dr. Jody Boffa is an epidemiologist and research fellow at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Jody, thank you very much for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. Concerned about what's happening in KwaZulu-Natal, the premier of that province, speaking to the media yesterday to give them a briefing, saying that the province has had more than 20,000 cases reported of COVID-19 in 1 week. What is happening there, Jody?
I mean, it looks as though what's happened in Gauteng and what happened, you know, in the Western Cape and Eastern Cape is starting to take a foothold there. I mean, it's just, they're getting their turn, I suppose.
So this is in the ordinary course of a virus and its spread that we are still learning and trying to understand.
Well, part of it is you know, the population density, when it kind of affects the area. You know, it made a difference here in the Western Cape that we had our big surge, likely due to just a lot of potentially people coming from out of the country, visitors, tourists, bringing it in without us even recognizing it. And so the foothold took place here, right as we were learning about it and we went into hard lockdown and people were taking it very seriously. Whereas we're reaching that point now that some people are sort of getting tired of it. They're calling it COVID fatigue. So people aren't maybe following the guidelines as closely as they were before. So now the places where it's hitting sort of have to go back to that mind, that early mindset of, oh my goodness, this is a real thing. This is very scary when already people's minds are so tired of hearing it, right? So I suspect it's jumping quickly, so quickly, because people thought they were sort of saved from it. They already saw the worst of it in KZN, not realizing that it hadn't really infiltrated the way it had in other provinces as yet.
What measures then would you advise the premier, his provincial health department, I suppose national government and local government as well, put in place to then try and stem the spread of that virus in KwaZulu-Natal?
I mean, I suppose the government, the national government, has already tried to do that across the country, which is a bit strange to me. Remember, in the beginning, when they were easing the lockdown, the hard lockdown, they were saying we're going to take a look at looking from place to place as the virus gets better or worse. So a lot of those factors are already in place, and it looks as though from the premier's statement that they have the hospital capacity ready to go. They have a lot of extra beds just to quarantine people who don't have the ability to self-quarantine themselves. So a lot of those factors are in place. What really needs to happen is, you know, people following the guidance that we've been told. You know, wear your masks. That, to me, that's the most important thing. Wear your masks all the time when you're in public spaces. Don't start visiting one another. Keep your social distance. And, I mean, really, in order to keep that happening, there needs to be some sort of oversight by the province or, you know, within the municipalities, Itakwini and Nkunkunklovo are seeing it the worst. So they need some way of you know, making sure that people are aware and people are following those rules to keep each other safe.
In fact, it was very promising to hear from the premier yesterday that we have the hospital capacity to obviously take on a bit more demand if necessary in that province. Because in the Eastern Cape, we're seeing the opposite, right? Where we are running out of beds, we are running out of resources, disturbing videos and pictures of people and patients dying effectively on hospital corridors because there just isn't enough space or capacity for them to be absorbed.
Yes, terrible. And it looks to be that the reason for that was simply that, you know, the Eastern Cape didn't have the money for the infrastructure in the first place. Their health department was sort of bleeding out the side to begin with. But it looks as though KZN heeded that call and did what they needed to do in the early days, which is great. I mean, that's what the hard lockdown was all about.
He also, and this is something that the Premier of the Western Cape, Ellen Windy, also had a struggle with, but there was a sense, at least what I read into his statement, is that there are these beds made available for quarantining for people who are not in a situation or environment or context that will allow them to self-quarantine. And yet those beds are not seemingly being taken up by people testing positive for COVID-19. We can't force people, I suppose, to leave their homes and go into these facilities that have been made available. But we all know that that is what is desperately needed to stop the spread of COVID-19.
Yeah, I mean, I'm originally coming from Canada, and I know, and I work in tuberculosis, so I know some of the practices there for tuberculosis is if you diagnose a patient and you don't think they're able to, you know, sort of self-quarantine themselves during the early days where they're still transmissible, then, you know, they will make strong suggestion that they're kept in hospital for quarantine. And in fact, if there's risk of that person taking off and spreading the disease, they can have, you know, the police reprimand them and bring them back. So, I mean, there is scope for that, but it's with the virus being as broad spread as it is, how that would even work is just impossible to think of. So really, people just have to understand that they are, you know, a walking time bomb in terms of spreading to other people. It's like holding a gun. It's like being a shooter. You have the potential to kill other people, even if it's not affecting you as harshly as it might someone with more comorbidities or an older age.
We really need to imprint that into our minds, don't we? Just to be vigilant in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Jody, thank you very much for your thoughts. Dr. Jody Boffer, epidemiologist and research fellow at the Center for Rural Health at the University of KwaZulu-Natal.